Hello everyone, welcome back to Back in a Man. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, oh my god.
I love it. I mean, if you haven't watched that lip sync at least 20 times at this point, are you even doing drag?
Charot. I know. Are you even a fan of Drag Race? But correct. We will get to that later on. But finally, we are here. It's the return of the 60-minute episodes. Oh my god.
And not just that, it's the return of our viewing party. We just had one last Saturday and it was overwhelming, to say the least.
Yeah, it was overwhelming. And, you know, we celebrated our the viewing party's 1-year anniversary. So I guess by now, we are celebrating 2 anniversaries in a year. Because we have the podcast
That's
anniversary.
True, yes.
And then we have the viewing party anniversary. But it
Which
was
is like almost exactly 6 months apart then. So para alam mo yon.
Totoo. We had some of the pod's friends sa lineup na yon. People who have helped us get to where we are now. Of course, Jiggly was there to support the podcast as our guest.
And speaking of Jiggly Caliente, we would just like to announce, for legal reasons, that the hosts of the show, the opinions of guests of the show do not reflect the opinions of the host and its management. Kasi parang medyo naka-feel na po ako na may laser sniper na nakatutok sa amin. Parang feeling ko may dalawa ng show na babaril sa amin at any point nung Sabado. But yes, just to be clear.
But basically, Jiggly was a true improv and comedy queen during Saturday's show. It was mm-hmm. nice to do that mini improv scene with Ate Jiggly. That was so fun. I mean, yes, it like people's wigs were snatched, but like I feel na because we are formally trained in improv, it went on longer than expected, and our audience just loved every second of it.
And I always love the energy that Ate Jiggly brings to our show, our podcast. She is really someone that we cherish having built a relationship with. She's helped us out a lot. And para alam mo yun, it kind of showed our camaraderie with her a little bit.
Yes. And also our camaraderie with the rest of the lineup. You know, Marina was our very first headliner. Eva came to the rescue sa first viewing party because you had a family emergency. So she became my co-host.
Yes.
Prince was in the audience. Naka-pink siya nun with that kaka-pink inspired look. So we just wanted to honor the magical night that was our very first viewing party this time last year and just, you know, do an even bigger, glossier show na may problema pa rin sa sound at mic.
You know, when the show is live, the tech is always its own thing.
Correct. It's always its own thing. And also, we'll also take this time na rin to officially thank our sponsors. Noong viewing party, so we had 2 sponsors and we'll continue having them all the way to our finale viewing party happening April 15. Yes, you heard it here. It will most likely happen April 15. But yes, we'd like to thank our sponsors. So USAID Epic, yung pong HIV awareness cost ng USAID was there to sponsor us. These were the same amazing group of people who we worked with during the Free to Be event last month. But they're really here to help, you know, eradicate HIV and also the stigma surrounding HIV. And a very important message po. So, meron po silang website. It's called quickres.org. That's quickres.org. Basically, ang meron po sila is that they offer free HIV services via the website. So, from the comfort of your home, kung natatakot kayo or sobrang busy kayo, this is a site where you can avail HIV testing scheduling, access to PrEP, treatment, and then treatment for other sexual health services. So again, guys, everybody here, you need to get tested, you need to know your status, and if you just want better access to things and you want convenience, visit quickres.org. Again, that's quickres.org. And then we have another sponsor. Mix Chanel, sino ating pangalawang sponsor?
Of course, you also have our friends from Durex. So Durex aims to give us a wide range of products to let you explore your pleasure. There is still tension when it comes to talking about this topic. That's why we want you to see sex and pleasure in a different light. Durex wants to help normalize these conversations to help you unleash your true sexual selves. After all, Durex believes that there is pleasure in giving pleasure. Hashtag come together and explore your pleasure with Durex. So with our sponsors, we kind of have like a, you know, a two-in-one package. So you can know your status. Knowledge is power. Knowledge allows you to take care of yourself and protect yourself in the best, most appropriate way. And then Durex is here to truly be your partner when it comes to, you know, a bit of fun, sexy time.
Yes, because sexual health is what? Wealth. Wealth. Sabi nila. But okay, moving on to the episode. So at the top of the episode, you know, Sasha is officially, Sasha out front runnered herself and became a bigger front runner. Having scored her third win.
At this point, season 15 really is just RuPaul's insurance season. She's like, if I die at any point, Sasha Hobie can take over.
Yes. Having said that, we do get a confessional from Sasha saying, the girls are thirsty, Lucy, Lux, and even Mistress, they all want another win, and they're all very viable to get another win because they're quite consistent. But Lucy and Lux smell blood in the water, girl.
When I saw that preview for that episode on IG, yung ginawa nilang real Lucy and Lux just like clapping back at each other over and over again about the Beyonce pregnancy, which in my opinion, Lux was correct. That, I was like, oh, this episode is gonna be good. They're giving us 60 minutes again. I cannot wait to see like a whole 60 minutes of this specific drama being drawn out. And I think I was very much pleased and satisfied with the result.
Yes. And finally rin, we get Ru mail. Ito pala yung itsura ni Mama Ru sa kanyang messages na ngayon lang natin nakita ulit. Diba? Ang ganda-ganda pala ng kanyang asymmetrical wig paganap.
Correct. I wonder which, like, kung aling promo look na sinabay ito or aling episode yung sinabay i-record lahat
correct
ito.
I'm, alam naman si Mama Ru, diba? Gusto niya, one shooting day for 20 franchises. Yun ang gusto niyang gawin.
Tama.
And then we get the voguing challenge, which was just so, so good. It was a great mini-challenge to welcome the return of the 60-minute episodes for some strange reason because
I forgot that we had many challenges.
I know, because everyone was just so, so good. Who was your favorite?
Honestly, probably like unpopular opinion because a lot of people are going to say, of course, Sasha and Anitra. But I truly, truly enjoyed Mistress's routine just because of the spirit of like, you know, as a Paris is Burning fan, it's like, you read your girls, you read the other girls, but then voguing is like physical reading, and that was the energy that Mistress carried when she went over, especially when she went over to Marsha, opened that like fake compact and started beating Marsha's face, telling her your makeup is not good enough. Bitch, that energy, I love that.
Yeah, ako rin, Mistress was my favorite, most definitely, because of just the comedy that she infused into her performance as kay Lux din, diba? Na parang, oh, I think you forgot to shave. That was so, so funny. And after watching this voguing challenge, kaya ko parang na-realize, this, the queens in this cast, plus Malaysia, plus Spice, they're an incredibly charismatic cast na unfortunately, we weren't able to fully receive all of it because of the stupid runtime we have gotten the last 2 months, right?
Yes, thank you so much, real friends of West Hollywood, for being the true villain of the season. Shout out. But yeah, I mean, it makes me think, like, how much more personality would we have gotten from the earlier queens? I mean, Irene Dubois is a personality on her own online. She was just in, like, 2 episodes, but she's already... She's doing it online. Like, she has something to say about every episode, so... Sayang the opportunity we could have gotten to get to know the other queens more. But at least, you know, better late than never, I guess.
Yeah, sayang lang. But I think, unfortunately, I feel like we're going to remember this season as just a good season because we've gotten the first half of it ng sobrang ikli. But I think this would have been a great season if we got the longer edit. But anyway, we're here now. It's back. So we're happy about it. So the Maxi Challenge, we find out that we are doing the bubbly comedy a festival. So it's a stand-up comedy routine in pairs. Stand-up comedy is becoming more of a staple sa modern-day Drag Race. Dati, we used to get it maybe every 3 to 4 seasons. This time, yes. This is, I think, the 4th season in a row where we've gotten it. We got it in 12, we got it in 13, in 14, yes, and in 15. So parang right now, if you can't do stand-up, you better have a killer runway to save your ass.
What do you think of this twist of pairing the girls up for a stand-up comedy challenge?
Gets ko naman yung real-world relevance niya because I feel like in drag shows, most of the time, meron kang kasama sa stage to banter yes. with. But because this is a reality TV competition pa rin and we... And crunch time na tayo eh. We need more reason to root for the contenders or the front runners. I felt like this could have been stronger as like a solo showcase.
Yun nga eh. Parang with how few of them there are left, I was wondering why they had to shoot Marsha in the foot by letting her be the only solo one. When I think a lot of them could have excelled with a solo stand-up routine. I would have looked forward to, you know, Lux doing a solo routine. Sasha, Lucy, Mistress, I would have looked forward to a lot of them doing it solo rather than, you know, kind of handicapping this girl that was not looking forward to this challenge at all and letting her be the only solo.
Yeah, meron akong theory dyan kung bakit siya pairs eh. Number one is they needed more people with wins. So they wanted a challenge that can reward 2 people. Because if ang laki ng agwat ni Sasha with everyone else, parang it's not going to be as thrilling of a finale as it could possibly be. And yung second theory ko is because they always knew Lucy was going to win this challenge and gusto pa nila siyang inisen, ayaw nila siyang bigyan ng solo win. Gusto nila dalawa yung mananalo para medyo wala pa rin shining moments si Lucy in a way.
But I have to give it to the 2 of them. They did that thing. Like, it was a satisfying conclusion to the fight that we got at the start of the episode.
Yes. And quick workroom ganaps before we get to the main challenge. So, Anitra's migraine.
Anitra forgot to take her Anitra today kaya sumakit kang kanyang ulo.
Correct. Anong masasay mo dito? I know it's a migraine, but I feel like there are medications for this. I think a lot of the
That was it eh. When I watched a bit of the Roscoe's and Marsha was talking about it, how they were like prognosing her with so many other like sicknesses going on. It's like, I don't know, give her an Advil as early as when her head started throbbing, throw her an Advil or something. Like, why did nobody bother to give her that so that she could, you know, move forward? Because I feel like at that point in the workshop of the challenge, that looked like a really bad migraine. It had time to progress to that. So why didn't anyone give her a goddamn Advil before it got that bad?
Yeah, it was just weird. It was just weird. I found it really weird. Like, why did we need to see this? But I guess it was a way to show why Anitra did not perform at her best. But I don't know. It was just weird.
Well, I mean, they at this point they probably know that that's their top 2. So we're like, okay, we're gonna put them in the bottom, but like let's save face a little bit.
Tama naman. And then we get this heartbreaking story from Mistress. I think Mistress alluded to this like a few weeks ago, but then we got the full meat of the story. It's incredibly hurtful and heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Ano nga ba? Paki-recap nga ang kwento na ito ni MIB.
Yes, if I'm remembering correctly, she recounts the story of how she was doing a show and she injured herself really badly during the show that she had to be rushed to the emergency room. And of course, you know, she contacted her mom and told her mom what was going on and that she needed help. But when her mom got to the hospital, rather than checking up on how she was doing physically, naging unang response pa ng mom niya is about her being in drag still at that point. And that hurts. Like, you're already in physical pain, and the first response to you is, what the fuck are you wearing? Or something like that.
That could
not have felt good.
But you know, I'm happy that shows like RuPaul's Drag Race give a more nuanced approach to how to view these things. I think we're at the point now right now where more and more people are able to isolate that it is an art form and there's nothing shameful about it. But yes, we love you, Mistress. You're a fucking superstar. We love you so, so much. Thank you for sharing that story.
And on that note,
we're going to take our one and only break. We will be back for the Maxi Challenge onwards. And we are back. So before we move on, thank you again to our sponsors. We have quickrest.org. So for free HIV services from the comfort of your home, go to quickrest.org. That's quickres.org. And of course, our friends from Durex, ang kanina pong thinnest variant ay ang invisible variant. So kung manipis kayo mga babae like us, at kailangan nyo ng manipis na condom, it's the invisible variant of Durex that might be your variant.
You can't miss it. It's in the silver holographic packaging at the very front counter of your convenience store.
Ayon, ganon. For the store check. Okay, so we go to the Maxi Challenge. Mama Ru, did you clock the dress ni Ru?
I mean, I was gagged. Like, the fact that she was wearing a mini dress made out of like the soda can tab things. And then when I realized, oh, she's doing it because it's a bubbly episode. And then I realized, oh, she's doing the colors of the bubbly cans on the colors. That was a great fashion moment for Mama Ru. Like, she still has it.
Yeah, the advertising agency of bubbly knew the assignment. They understood it.
Correct.
They were like, yes, Mama. So that was so...
We're getting what we paid for.
Okay, so we get to the stand-up comedy challenge. First up is Marsha. What do you think of this performance from Marsha 3X?
I mean, as much as it is a little bit of a handicap to be doing this solo, kasi you don't have that advantage. Wala kang kabatuhan eh. And as much as, you know, the girls are your sisters, you can throw jokes with them, you can workshop things with them, they're still your competitors, so that's not always reliable. So you kind of do have to go about this on your own. I feel like she got in her own way. Like, she was way too intimidated about doing the comedy challenge, and then she got too in her head about being the only one doing it alone that it really... She didn't help herself. I feel like she could have done so much more had she approach this challenge with a bit more, kahit not confidence, basta like some gusto, na parang, let's do it, might as well do it. Wala siyang ganong energy eh.
Sabi nga ni Ali Wong, you can't deny her stage presence, because like, if you just look at her, she looked so confident, she was able to sell naman the, herself, but I guess she just needed to sell the jokes more, that would have been...
And I think also it was editing.
Yeah.
Kasi, if you listen to the track, there were some laughs na hininaan nila. That's what it felt like to me. Parang hininaan nila yung laughs ng audience. She had some good jokes in there. I guess they just had to like frame it worse than what it was for the episode. But
I feel like kung yung inayos lang yung material, kung iniba niya yung material niya as parang the host, meaning kasi everyone that will follow her will come in pairs. So if she just read na lang each pair, na parang ito po yung i-expect natin. We have pair number one, read, then read herself. If it were like that, I think she would have been more solid as opposed to your usual stand-up set na it has to be about her.
Exactly. I feel like, you know, when Anitra decided the lineup, a lot of the times, the queens that get put up first either volunteer or get put in there against their will. But I think this time, Anitra did kind of help Marsha because it's the only place she would have made sense in the lineup, and she could have used that to her advantage. She could have been like, The other girls are coming in pairs because they need the help. Para something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And it's so fun to host stand-up shows. I've been doing it a lot recently. You actually get more time and you meron kang permission to actually read everyone else because you're the host. You're there to up the energy. But yeah, missed opportunity, but still great stage presence from Miss Marsha. First pair natin, Lux and Lucy, of course, the winning pair. What did you think about this one?
When Mistress said that she was excited for this routine, or I think it was either Mistress or Marsha, she was excited for this routine because these two will do anything that it takes to win and for them to match that energy, even though they did have that tension in the workroom, I was excited to see them because I just knew na parang whatever they had like going on, they were ready to just push that aside and kill it, and they did. Like, their humor, the look, the kind of matching blonde hair and the matching like mini bodycon dresses, it was a fun routine. I really liked how they were also like just playing on each other's stereotypes.
It was so good. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think Lucy is a top tier comedy queen, an amazing joke writer. Just like yung material niya is so refreshing. My favorite jokes of the night easily came from her. That joke about they're so white they find my jokes funny. And that other joke na tawag dito, if I wanted a sugar daddy, then bilang, can you please give me his number? That was so good.
Yeah, oh
so
my god.
Good.
That batuhan between the two of them, ang saya noon, the sugar daddy review. It's the comedy of subverting expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really, really good. And talaga, Lux held her own, ha? Because feeling ko nakakatakot masabayan si Lucy na talagang veterana na. And then she held her own.
Lux is that case of, alam mo yung ano, the TikTok audio of, I may not know how to do this, but I am gay. So how hard can it be? Lux is the embodiment of that gay delusion of whatever I set my mind to, I can do. Because she admitted that she wasn't a comedy queen, but she was like, okay, it's a comedy challenge. Let me do this. Let me kill it. And she did. She held her own. She wasn't outshined by Lucy at all.
Yeah. Isa ko lang issue dito is I feel like out of all the pairs, they had the shortest runtime. Yun lang inaalala ko. Sayang lang. Because I think the editors really wanted us to understand why the other two weren't great by showing us an even longer edit. I would just have preferred maybe 30-40 seconds more from this pair because they were quite
yes.
magical.
Next up, we have Sasha and Anitra. It kind of went nowhere.
It kind of went nowhere. I think it's a function of they didn't have a strong enough material to begin with. It was
because they started it with the high humor and that's starting your routine high, like pretending you're high or pretending you're drunk, rarely ever works. I think only the Vivian has made that work.
Yeah.
Kasi, alam mo, realistically, you as a sober person, and then like this really drunk ass or this really like high ass person approaches you, ang hirap i-match that level, ang hirap i-match that energy. So as an audience member, it's like, tangin, ano nangyayari sa dalawang to? Like, what are they doing? What are they talking about? It's hard to be relatable. It's hard to bridge that experience, that supposed shared experience with the audience when you start your routine off like that. And then, that material went nowhere because it didn't have a punchline at the end. So they kind of just did it because they didn't know what else to do. Felt like it.
Yeah. And also you felt that they were really nervous about it and that they knew they were not going to do well, which is always... You know, ideally, you kind of have to hang on to the slim possibility that you might be able to pull it off. But I think they did not.
Correct.
Yeah, they did not. Up next, we have Mistress and Selena, who, can I just say, heavily relied on their charisma and charm. Because if you listen to their set, there were no jokes. Like, there was maybe 1.5 jokes.
Yes.
Yeah, there were no jokes.
But I think they picked the right routine and they picked the right approach to doing stand-up. Because if you're not a stand-up comedian, you're at least a storyteller. You're a drag queen, for Christ's sake. You know how to deliver good gossip or you know how to do a good story. So that's like an a way for you to approach a stand-up comedy challenge without being so, oh my god, I have to stand up and do comedy. that they picked a really good approach. But props to like the critiques that Ali Wong. I loved Ali Wong as a judge, by the way. I love this specific panel because I also really love the critiques T.S. Madison gives. I love the feedback that Ali Wong gave about, like, you know, if you're gonna tell a story, make it short and sweet. Give us the meaty parts. Which Selena got that note because that she was the one being given that note at first, and then Mistress forgot that note.
Yeah, buti na lang eh, they're so compelling to listen to. There's the parang both of them have this parang hypnotic quality to them when they open their mouths. And buti na lang it was just I sabi to sa Roscoe's, I think ni Mars. I think they did the pairs did 5 minutes. Buti na lang 5 minutes ang yung set nila because that energy wouldn't have worked in a longer set.
Yes.
So that's it. We move on to the runway, which is Shredded is the theme, I believe so. Who were your standouts sa runway na ito?
I mean, of course, it has to be Sasha Homi. Like, I'm so, her drag is just so good. I live for everything that she's, except for the wig during the stand-up comedy challenge. I live for everything that she serves. And also, there's a little bit of a talk online about how Lux is kind of kissing RuPaul's ass with this look. I think Marsha cleared it up on the Roscoe's na Lux really does love RuPaul, genuinely. Lux is like a big fan of RuPaul. And I don't know, this specific look just made me really happy because this is also my favorite era of RuPaul. Whenever I see this gender fuck era of Ru with the faux hawk and the signature football shoulder pad aesthetic, it just makes me really smile to see that side of RuPaul's history before she was the glamazon, before she was a supermodel of the world. She was really this, you know, no fucks given punk rock artist. And every time there's a callback to that, I just really love that. And it was an appropriate outfit to bring onto this category.
And it's not like ang baon lang ni Lux ay mga RuPaul references, right? I mean, no.
Correct.
Diba? Nagkataon lang naman yun. But yeah, Lux was, it was really a magical night for Lux. In fact, I would even go to say na, I think because we got the deliberations this week and we got a preview of nasaan sa puso ng panel si Lux, I feel like Lux is a much closer second to Sasha than we've been led to believe the last few weeks. It's just because we haven't seen it sa edit. But now that we see the full edit, parang, oh, mas, I think it's a closer fight than what we think it is at the moment. Yeah.
That's what was missing about the edit up until this point is we were only getting, you know, we were only getting to know Lux through the workroom. And she doesn't have, like, the best track record in the workroom with the other girls. She doesn't have, like, I guess, the best perspective, the best standing point with the rest of the queens. So now, getting to see the judges' deliberations, we see how much they have been living for her, how much they've been liking her energy, the confidence that she brings. Because it always, you know, with RuPaul's Drag Race, the workroom and the main stage are, like, two separate entities to judge the queens on, and a lot of the time the audiences, of course, judge the queens based on what they see in the workroom. It's a reality show, but then the competition aspect is on the main stage.
Yep, and they are living for Lux, and I'm so happy about it because ayoko naman dumating tayo sa finale na parang hindi tayo kinakabahan kung sinong mananalo. I mean, maganda tipong shit, paano ba to, matatalo ba yung manok ko, mananalo ba? I mean, it's always nice to come into a finale with some fear.
My favorite finales have always been like, I know this person is gonna win, but I'm rooting for my favorite one.
So very, very magical night for Lux. So we find out that Lux and Lucy win the challenge. So ayan, mas lumiit yung gap nila kay Sasha. So very, very good. And then we get to, you know, every now and then, the gay gods gift us with an epic lip sync moment. I thought an epic lip sync this season was I'm in Love with a Monster, But because yes. this had bigger stakes, people are already comparing this to Shut Up and Drive, to Sorry Not Sorry, and I do understand that. But, like, kamusta ka right now today? Ilang beses mo na inisip tong Boss Bitch lip sync ni Anitra at ni Marsha?
I have so many feelings. Well, first of all, this is a song that I've performed a few times. This is a song that I really... Alam, when I was... Because I didn't know this was a lip sync song. I was standing backstage in like a gown, ready to feel my emotions. And then I heard this song play. I was like, am I in the right costume right now? And I was ready to just bust out to Doja Cat. Two is Anitra being part of two of the season's all-time best lip syncs. Just solidifies how good she is of a performer. If we want to talk about gap closers, the way that she closed that gap between the right side of the stage and the left side of the stage by jumping over fucking Marsha. It was so good. But I mean, like, Marsha really truly held her own. And this is like the other side of my feelings is production did not like Marsha.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people are saying this should have been a double shante. But yes, I think the performance was definitely double shante worthy, but I think there was a clear winner. Definitely.
There was a clear winner in the lip sync, but it alam mo yung, we're 7 out of 16 girls. What other lip sync are they expecting to bring out the double shante? We know that each season has one.
Yeah, and production decided to send the Broadway actress home the week before the musical.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's like they did not like Marsha. They did not see Marsha as a front runner coming into this competition. And that's when, like, that half the time, that's when, you know, that production doesn't know what to do with a girl. When they come into the season thinking, oh, she's gonna be early out, and then like just like exceeds all expectations, and then they're like, well, this isn't in our plans. So they didn't. Oh my god, especially when I watched the Untucked after, I was so livid. They hated Marsha so much, they had to play a video message for Mistress, who was in the bottom two the week before, and for Selena, who has been in the bottom multiple times, just to cut off Marsha's airtime from crying because she was in the bottom, because they were not planning to save her at all. Like, they did not even give her that satisfaction of like, oh, you're down right now, honey. Okay, let's give you a video message from your family to motivate you. No, they did not know what to do with the bitch, and they did not see her as a front runner, even though she was excelling. She was excelling in the correct challenges. They wanted to send her home before she bagged a win in the musical. They wanted her gone so bad because she was not in their plans at all.
Gets ko rin eh, kasi like, let's say that is true, that production doesn't like her. If Marsha will most likely win next week, it kind of...
She's a frontrunner. How many girls it wins?
Pag inaro siya ng musical next week, gugulo yung plans ng production. Gugulo yung dream board nila.
Exactly.
Gugulo siya kasi parang, wait, no. But also, what I really wanna comment is, Marsha has been playing the social media game post-show so impeccably, like a true ambassador of the brand. You know, during the times na Mistress's Instagram account and Twitter then were suspended, Marsha immediately told her fans to not do it. And she's just been like a breath of fresh air, has been very positive in the way she conducts herself, sa appearances, sa mga social media posts. And the fans love her so much.
And that playing the social media game on top of being an angel on Kinky Boots on fucking Broadway. Hello. I mean, she is like, she's like a favorite for me. And I was really so, it was not her time to go. If it was anyone's time to go, it would have been Selena, because she's been in the bottom like 3 times. It was not her time to go. The production just didn't see her making it to top 6, top 5, top 4, and they needed her out the fastest moment that they could. They needed her out because she was gonna foil all their plans for their dream top 4. Yeah.
But this was the best way to go, diba? Magalit yung fans.
Yeah.
I think by now we know naman.
Yes.
By now we know naman na pagdating sa All Stars, mas production na yung nagka-cast because talagang yung pulso ng masa yung binabasa nila. Medyo undeniable yung love ng fans for Marsha. So I hope we see Marsha again.
Yes, hashtag Marsha is Rob.
Correct. Diba? Marsha is Rob. But it was, I think she had a pretty solid run. Great calling card. Diba? I mean,
hello, she was top in the talent show and the Snatch Game. Like, what else, what more does she have to prove aside from, like, we've seen how the girl lip syncs.
Yeah, and so, by now, ang laki na lang ni-level up ng drag niya. Sa Meet the Queens pa lang, ibang-iba na siya, diba? So,
she went on What Chapakin and said, and this was not, we know production loves a story of a girl that prepares all of her clothes on her own. This was not a story that was told on the season, but Marsha made practically all of her runway looks on a budget because she didn't want to put herself in debt. And, like, yeah, smart girl.
But yes, Marsha, we love you so much. Thank you for making the season even more exciting. So that's it. We say goodbye to Marsha, and next week we get the Rusical. I don't know who's gonna win. Sa totoo lang, I don't know.
I don't. Is it gonna be a singing Rusical or is it gonna be a lip syncing Rusical?
Di ko alam. I didn't really catch that part. Naman. Parang lip syncing Rusical naman siya. Uh-oh.
Okay, so if they don't have to sing, I'm betting on Sasha Lucy.
Uh-huh.
Just because they have the most experience with this.
Ako, I'm betting on Lux. Kasi I feel like, ito na eh, kailangan ipila na nila yung wins sa mga bakla eh. Diba?
True.
So feeling ko, it's either going to go to Lucy or Lux. I would love for Mistress to get another win because I feel like she is just a top tier drag queen. As in.
And I don't think she's been getting her due flowers the past few episodes. Parang she's been kind of a sleeper in the edit of the last few episodes. And if they want her in the top, they need to build her up right now.
Yeah, because I think we only have like 3 regular episodes left before we get to the reunion and before we get to the finale. But yeah, exciting. Every elimination moving forward will be heartbreaking, I think. Even for Selena, because I've come to love Selena already.
Yeah.
Ganun talaga.
Selena is one of those na I feel like, because the girls these days, they know better than to jump on an all-star season the moment that they get out. But I feel like Selena is one of those that would benefit from it. Because she's a Mo Heart case. Like, she already has this much talent, this much charisma. What would a budget do for her? So I feel like if I'd want any of these queens to get on an all-stars immediately, it would be Selena. Everyone else can wait out a year or two. Selena, I would want to see immediately.
Yes, I totally understand. But that's it for our recap. Ngayon, again, like what we mentioned, salamat sa mga nagpunta sa viewing party namin noong March 11 and that we will most likely come back April 15. I'm just triple confirming the finale dates. But yeah, prepare for a super-sized lineup. And we're gonna try to make it as affordable as possible because, you know, that has been the mission of Becky and Amen to just uplift drag, use Drag Race to do that, to give people more access in consuming this really, really great art form.
Yes, we wanted to use Drag Race as, you know, as our hook into getting people more into the drag community, into the local drag scene than they already are, especially given that we just had an amazing first season of our own franchise. It's time to dive deep into our local drag scene, get to know the girls that could potentially be on the next season and the next season and the next season, because I'm willing to bet my entire life savings that we're going to go up until the very least season 5 of Philippines. It's a great franchise.
Yep. So that's it. Maraming pong salamat. We'll see you soon. Bye!
Bye! Bye! And of course, thank you again to our sponsors, Epic, USAID, and Durex.
Bye! Back in the bed, back in the bed.